Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to Home, Helen Arm Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. On today, I'll be talking with you regarding praying the Word of God. We will be looking at several passages of Scripture throughout our show on today. First one, I would like to invite your attention if you will go with me or just listening in your hearing. I would like to read Deuteronomy chapter number 8 and verse number 6. Again, we're talking about regarding the Word of God, and that's Deuteronomy 8, chapter number 3. It reads on this line, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, the Lord God, does man live." The next scripture, that was the Old Testament reading. The next one we're going to look at is in Matthew, St. Matthew, chapter number 4. Verses number 1 through verse number 4. And I will read that for the sake of time into your hearing. When Jesus was led up the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We want to talk about the Word of God today and the relevancy that it has with praying. When praying the Word of God, you're praying directly the will of God and what the mind of God had for his people. When we look here, and we will be looking at several passages of scriptures on today, Job 23 and 12 states, "Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." And so here Job, he begins to talk and begin to share that he esteemed the Word of God more than his necessary food. And we as children of God, we must esteem the Word of God even so, as more than our own necessary food, because the Word of God is life unto the children of God. Let's take a look at the Word. Psalms 119 and 103 states, "How sweet are thy words unto me, unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." That's the psalmist in 119:01 was stating. Also in 119, Psalm 119, 105, it states, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path," denoting that the Word of God will lead us and guide us through this written Word of God. The Word will lead and guide his people. Also, we can find in Psalms 119, 140th verse 140, it states, "Thy word is pure, therefore thy servant loveth the word." And so here we must cultivate a love for the Word of God. The more you begin to read the Word and study the Word of God, the more you begin to know the image and take on the mind of God. Christ said, "Let this mind be in you," which was also in Christ Jesus. And that's what we want to do, is to begin to take on the mind and the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 15 and 16 states, "Thy word was found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by the name, O Lord, God of hosts. Again, here Jeremiah was talking about that, how when he found the word, that he did eat them, and that how the word became joy to him. And it also began to rejoice and in his heart because he found life in the word. And so when we begin to eat that word or read the word and begin to commit the word of God unto memory, then it begins to sink down in our soul. The Bible said that he sent his word and he healed them. Talking about the dunamis power that is in the word of God, being able to send it forth, and it will bring forth healing into the life of God's people. Psalm 119:5 said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That word will lead us, and that word will guide us even into untruth. Psalm 119, and also David stated that, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, O Lord. And things, because again, that word will become a compass. It will begin to speak to our hearts that we may not sin against God. Psalm 19:8 state, the statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. When you begin to read the word of God, God will enlighten you. God will give you understanding of the word of God. And when we begin to spend time with God and begin to read the word of God, the sacred word of God, we can invite God to open up our understanding and invite God to enlighten and to give us the understanding of the word that we are reading. And God will open up our understanding because we are hungering and thirsting after God, after righteousness. And he promised that we will be fed and that we will be full, that he will do it. He will pour his word into us, understanding. So as you begin to read the word and taste of the word, it will become honey in our mouth. And it will become our substance and our strength because it will begin to give us the understanding of the mindset of God. The other scripture that I wanted to share with you, that the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Even if you don't understand it, God said, I can take this word and give light unto you so that it will open up your understanding. Let's look at another factor about the word. Jeremiah 23:29 let us know that the word is a crushing hammer. Is not my word like as fire, said the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? And so here the word is letting us know that when we speak forth the word of God, it can break down bone-like resistance. It can break down the hard places that we find that even in our life, that the word will send forth, will be just like a hammer and crush and break through those resistant places that don't want to heed to God or the things of God or to the word of God. Jeremiah also let us know that the word of God can be like a devouring flame. Jeremiah 5:14 states, wherefore, thus saith the Lord, God of hosts, because you spake this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them. Stating that God was going to take his word and allow his word to become fire in the mouth of his people, and it was going to devour the things like wood. And so I encourage and admonish you, child of God, to begin to read the word of God and to allow your heart and mind to become a storehouse of God's word and begin to just eat it like your own necessary food. Let's look at another aspect of the word. The word is a defensive weapon. Ephesians 6:17 states, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let's look at that. The Word of God can be and is an invincible weapon against the enemy of your soul. It can afford us to be overcomers. It can beat down the adversary that comes against the fight against our soul. It can even prevail and triumph, and it can cause the people of God to triumph in and through the Word of God. It was Timothy that states, 1 Timothy 4 and 13, it states, as well as 15 and 16, of the importance of studying the Word. It said, give attention to reading and the exhortation to doctrine. Meditate on these things and give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident unto all. And another passage of scripture says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And so here that word is the strongest weapon that you can use against sin and against Satan. The Bible states that the word of God is a discerner of the human heart, that the word of God is living and it's powerful and it's sharper than two-edged sword, even to the piercing, even to the vision of the soul and the spirit. And it even is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. That's just how powerful the word of God is. And that's why we take the word of God back to him, even in our prayer. Because the Bible said over in Jeremiah, it let us know that he watches over his word that he may hasten and bring it to pass, or hasten to perform the word of God. So when we begin to speak the word of God, God watches over that word and he brings that word to pass and bring life to that word. Let's look at another scripture here. And it said, Job also stated that, Job 22 and 22, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his word in thine heart. So here Job is letting us know that we as children of God, we must lay up the word of God in our heart. What does that mean? That means that I will have to take time out and read the Bible, take time out with God, and the places where I don't understand the word, I begin to ask God, God, open up my understanding. And so as I begin to meditate on the word, thinking about it, rereading it over and over and putting it down in my heart, committing it to memory, and then I am laying up the word in my heart. Just as what Job 22 and 22 is admonishing us as people of God to lay up the word in our heart. Let's look at another passage of scripture. Psalms 1 and 2 states, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. The psalmist is speaking in reference to the fact that he was meditating on the word of God day and night. And so as we as children of God, God wants us to meditate on that word both day and night. Spend time with God. Let's look at another one. Psalms 12, verse number 6. The word of the Lord states, the words of the Lord are pure words as fire tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. So here it lets us know that the word of the Lord has been already purified. It's pure word. It's the word of the Lord that has been purified seven times, even in the earth. Let's look at another one. It said Proverbs 30, verse number 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And so we as children of God, as we put our trust in the word of the Lord, we are going to see God bring it to pass. John 5:24 says, Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me, he have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but pass from death unto life. John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 8:31 states, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 15:3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Child of God, it is vital that we stay into the word of God, committing that word into memory, into our mind, meditating on it day and night, so that when we go to the throne boldly, to the throne room of God, we can take God's word back unto him. Because Jeremiah 1:12 let us know that he watches over, he has seen it, and he will hasten to bring it to pass, to bring his word to pass and to perform it. That's why the Bible said it is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, the word of God. He says, speak those things that are not as though they are, because you have that creative power of the word of God in your mouth. You can speak it forth. The Bible said the power of life and death is in our tongue, and we can speak forth life or speak forth death. And so today I encourage you, child of God, to continue in prayer. And the Bible said, pray without ceasing. Speak unto the God through his own word and take the word of God back unto him and let God know that you love him and you love him more than even his necessary food. And as we get ready to go to the throne room of God, I want to invite you to begin to think about your needs. What are you believing God to do in your life right now? Because we're getting ready to go to the throne room of God. We're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to take God's word back unto him. And I want to let you know, whatever you have need of today, whatever is stirring in your heart right now, I want you to begin to put it before God, because I come to tell you that there's nothing too hard for God, that whatever you have need of, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in you. And I encourage you, child of God, to continue to seek God till he fill you up with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord do give utterance. And let's get ready to go to God. But what I want you to do is to take your prayer request, take your supplication before God, and let us go and let us repent. Father, if there's anything that, Lord, have been done that committed before you, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will forgive, oh God. Oh God, your blessed child right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come right now to your throne room asking, oh God, that your will be done and your keeping power to be done right now in the life of your precious child. Father, we come and we hollow out your name right now and know that you are the Holy One of Israel, Lord, and you got all power in your name. And oh God, you can do all things but fail. And Father, I come on behalf of your children right now. Now, Father, Lord, we recognize that you are Lord over our spirit, heart, mind, and soul. And Lord Jesus, we make you, oh God, the lover and the bishop of our souls, Lord. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. God, you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we will not fret or be anxious over anything, because we recognize that your word declared that we can do all things but fail, Lord. And that, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. And we stand on your written word in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are the body of Christ. And we have been redeemed from the curse, because Jesus bore our sickness and carried away all of our diseases that are even in these bodies. And by his stripes we are healed, and we forbid any sickness or disease to operate in these bodies, and every organ and every tissue of our body function in the perfection which God has created it to function. And we bring honor and glory to God in our body. Father, right now we hold the mind of Christ. We hold your thoughts and your purpose of your will in our heart, mind, and soul. We are a believer and not a doubter. And we hold fast the confession of our faith, and we decide to walk by faith and practice our faith. And our faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we know that God's love was shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And his love is made rich in us today. And we keep our heart and mind in the light of the kingdom of your beloved Son, dear God. And we walk in your word and meditate upon your word. And we realize the wicked one touches us not, and that we can tread upon serpents and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And you are the shield and the shield of our faith, and we take and quench every fiery dart of the enemy, because the Bible said greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And oh God, you have delivered us from this present evil world, and we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and we reside in the kingdom of God's dear Son, and the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. And we fear not, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And we do declare and decree this day that God is on our side, and we hear the voice of the good shepherd, and we hear the voice of our Father and the voice of a stranger. We will not follow. We're going to roll our works upon the Lord and commit and trust wholly unto the Lord our God, and he will cause our thoughts to become agreeable with his will, and we shall be established. Our will and our plans shall succeed and be established by God. And we know that we are overcomers because we're born of God, and we are useful instruments in the body of Christ, and God has preeminence in our heart, mind, and soul. And God's word is dwelling richly down in our heart and down in our mind, because we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do the will of God. And oh God, I come today asking for divine healing of that one that has breast cancer, that one that is battling with lung cancer and pancreatic cancer right now. Cancer got to bow to the name of Jesus. Diabetes have to bow down to the name of Jesus. High blood pressure have to bow down, and hypertension have to bow down to the name of Jesus. Blood disorder, you got to bow to the name of Jesus. Jesus. Father, in your name, you said in your word that you sent your word to heal them. And by your stripes we are healed. Oh God, Lord, send, Lord, and dispatch your angel to that one that's battling and struggling in their hearts and mind, whether you will heal or will you come through on their behalf. Father, we know that you will come and you shall come and you will not tarry, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony. We thank you for total victory because you have wrought it over 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. You shed your blood. Your word declared by your stripes, O God, we are healed. And Lord, I claim healing for my sister. I claim healing for my brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are able to do all things but fail. And oh God, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. And oh God, we choose to put our trust and confidence not on the report, oh God, but on what your written word has declared this day. Father, you said, speak those things that are not as though they are. And Lord, I speak divine healing into the life of your child, healing over that marriage, healing over that relationship between that mother and their son, that daughter and her father. I declare healing, oh God, over that, Lord, marriage, Lord, financial healing, Lord, healing in the emotion, Lord, healing in the mind of your people this day, oh God. Father, Lord, we thank you. And Father, by the power that is invested in me, let your will be done and your kingdom come in the life of your child. And Father, we'll praise your blessed name because we recognize on this day your word declaring, your word have gone out of your mouth and it shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which it have been sent unto. And, oh, God, I send your word through this airway to touch every one of the listener, to minister to whatever their need may be this day. And, Father, we thank you, and we claim it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Come on, and put your hands together for God today. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. He's doing it. He's working it out on your behalf. Yes, it may seem chaotic right now, but I want you to know that God is working on your behalf. Fret not. Don't you dare give up. You hold on to God. You begin to speak the word of God. And I want you to remember, if you don't have it, God got it. And you're just a question away from your miracle and your blessing. The Bible says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and the door shall be, seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. So in my closing words today, I want to invite you to ask of God. Keep seeking and keep knocking. He that will come, and he will not tarry. Child of God, God has a blessing for you. Don't you dare give up, and don't you dare let down now. Hold fast to the word of God. Go back and pray again. Go back and ask God again. Praise him for the finished work that he's going to do in your life, and watch God bring it to pass. It's nigh thee, even in your mouth. I believe God for you, child of God. I believe that God is doing it right now. It's his will to bless you. It's his will to walk by you. It's his will to save you. Just call on that name, that matchless name of Jesus, and he will do it. So, child of God, it has been another pleasure being with you and spending time with you in prayer. I pray that you have a hunger for the word of God and that you will take time and spend time in the word of God. Commit the word to memory and watch God move on your behalf. The Bible said we have not because we ask not. Ask God. He will do it. He will bring it to pass if you trust him. Thank you again.